This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Howdy and welcome back to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I am Damian Farnworth, your host, your muse, your digital recluse, and the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media. Thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. So, bad news. That's the last time you're ever going to hear that introduction from me. I'm not going to say daily dose of essential web writing advice, and I'm not going to say thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. I know, sad, break out the tissues. The reason that's the case is we are making a few changes here at Rough Draft, and like I mentioned in yesterday's episode, in the close of yesterday's episode, these are good changes. And there are actually three good changes that I'm going to make to Rough Draft. So the first change that we're going to make after this episode is that I'm taking a month-long break from Rough Draft. We're not going to publish any more shows. We're not going to release any old ones. I'm just going to take a break from the production of the show, namely to give me a month to clear my head, a month to plan the next 100 episodes, and really kind of focus on the content and the format. Because the thing about the format is this. In the future, once I come back, I'm moving away from the short episodes and into longer shows, like in the neighborhood of 30 minutes. Because the thing is, I've covered a lot of fundamental topics in the first 100 shows. I've laid a solid foundation, but these topics, they worked really great in the 10-minute or less range. But as I've reached the end of 100 shows, I found myself bumping up against that limitation, wanting to stretch the boundaries of each shows. So that's change two. That's change two. Change one is a month break. Change two is that the show is going from a shorter format to a longer format. And then the change two naturally leads into change three, which is I'm moving away from the daily to weekly and maybe even bi-weekly publication frequency, just depending on where I land on how I want the show to unfold from here on out. Because obviously, I can't manage a daily show with each show being 30 minutes long. I mean, I could do it, but each show would suck. And my sort of prevailing philosophy in life is not to suck. So, as I've said, I've covered a lot of basic ground in the last 100. Now I need more space to kind of meander and explore more complicated topics. More protracted subjects like storytelling, for instance, which will be the first episode out of the gate when I get back at episode 101. Now, I don't think I'm going to go Dan Carlin on you or hardcore history and drop a 3-hour or 4-hour episode ever, but something different, something similar, but something different, if that makes sense. Which I know it does. Now, until then, until that time, let's do a little celebrating of the last 100 shows. I got the bad news out of the way. Let's talk about the good news, the good things, right? Meaning, so the celebration is going to be, let's revisit what I think are the 10 best episodes in the last 100 shows, which really means my 10 most favorite episodes, and I'll tell you why they're my 10 favorite episodes. Now, I'm going to cheat, I have to confess, right out of the gate and include two episodes in this list as one. They're actually the earliest, one of the earliest episodes, episodes 3 and 4, because that's really, they could have been one longer episode. When I'm talking about the episodes, How Search Engines Work Parts 1 and Parts 2. See how that works? Now, I'm mighty proud of these two episodes because it amounts to the most fun you'll ever have talking about search engines, and it's really all you need to know about search engines as a web writer, so it's a great starting point, too, if you're new to Rough Draft. And I like the cute fictional conversation that search engine spiders have with each other, and I also use a running example of people who love jaguars and the kind of content that they would create, the panther unca. I think that's the Latin phrase for jaguars. They're two good shows. They're short, only 4 minutes long each, so eight tops, and it'd be time well spent, especially if you're new to web writing and Rough Draft. But if you'd prefer, however, something more personal, my second most favorite is the episode called A Small Gift for Your Dark Days as an Obscure Writer. In that episode, I actually read the poem Ulysses by Tennyson, and that's it. It's a short show. It's a gutsy move because that's a literary poem on what can be considered a marketing business podcast. But the reason I did it is important and it's relevant because I also confess to my temptation I endured during one of my most darkest moments as a online writer. And it's kind of a funny temptation that involves Occupy Wall Street. I think you'll get a kick out of it. It's in a grim sort of way. It's funny. You listen to it and be the judge. So show number three, my favorite show number three, is How the Perfect Article is Framed by Whitespace. I love this episode because the blend of monologue and music are pure magic. It was kind of the first time it really came together, and I tip my hat to our sound guy, Toby Lyles, for helping me out on this, for encouraging me to use an underscore, because it really, really worked well, the storytelling and the underscore. So number four, this is a close fourth place, has to be Meet the Tragic Poster Boy for the Emotional Brain. And in this episode, I share my favorite story about the relationship between emotions and decision-making, and it's an amazing, gripping story about a 19th century railroad foreman that involves dynamite and crowbars in the Vermont hills. It's a bit graphic, however, but I keep that part pretty brief. And so for my fifth choice, I'm going to go with the Doomsday Cult School of Specificity, of being specific. And I love this one because of you learn things like the lesson you can lift from successful Doomsday Cult messages. And this is really relevant, I promise. It's a lesson about how to get people to pay attention and how people get to not, how to drive people away. And even if you have an unbelievable claim, do this and you can get people to listen to it. Now you also learn how criminal investigators use details to tell you if you're lying, and it opens up also with a funny story that proves my point. So that's my fifth favorite choice. Now, for my sixth choice, I'm going to go with something a little bit technical. It's called A 12-Minute Crash Course on Link Building, UGG. And yes, UGG is in the headline, and there's a purpose and a reason behind that, which I explained in the episode. But ultimately, what this episode is about is the number one reason, the number one SEO practice you can employ to get people and Google to pay attention to your online content. That's a 12-minute crash course on link building. Ugh. And now, I will have all these shows in the show notes, so you can just go on and click on and find the show you want to listen to. Very easy stuff. So the final 10 shows, so 6 through 10, or 7 through 10, I'm going to shake things up a little bit and share. These are four episodes. These are actually interviews where I broke the monologue mold and pulled in some of the smartest brains in online writing, who are all women, by the way, for a series of short interviews, each about 20 minutes long. And those interviews are as follows. So I interviewed James Chartrand, and that show is called The Oddest Story About Overcoming Obscurity You'll Ever Hear. And I interviewed Erica Napolitano because she's the Princess of Profanity. The title was on The Princess of Profanity on Finding Your Voice as a Writer. Then there was Solve Your Online Proofreading Problems with This Simple Trick with our very own Stephanie Flaxman, who is our proofreading princess. And finally, How to Rapidly Build an Audience with Content Syndication with Belle Beth Cooper. These are all my heroes, my online writing heroes. And this series quickly became one of my favorite sets of episodes because of this very simple reason. Not only do you learn from the best in each of these interviews, but you realize that every single one of these gals started at the bottom. In other words, these episodes should give you hope in this journey to conquer obscurity and overcome neglect, because if average people like me and James and Erica and Stephanie and Belle carved out careers online as a writer, so can you. So those are my 10 favorite episodes in the last 100 shows of Rough Draft. But what about you? I mean, you are who actually make the show possible. You who listen, who leave comments, who share on blogs and Twitter, who post ratings and reviews on iTunes. What do you think the last 100? What are your favorite episodes? Let me know on Twitter or comments on this blog. And here's the thing. All right, I promise to do this. I'll tally up all of your responses on Twitter. Make sure I get the response. Make sure, and then I'll share the reader or the listener top 10 in episode 101. And let's see how close we are from my being favorite to yours being favorite. And please don't allow what I love to influence what you love, but share your thoughts on that. I'd really love to hear from you. And one other thing too, before I let you go, how many episodes in a row have you listened to? Like binge listen to? How many shows did you binge on at one time? Was it 20? Was it 10? Was it all 100? And so here's the thing. The person with the most episode listens in a row, the person who binged the most, in other words, which is, I think it's a good thing, that person will get a mention in the next show, in show 101. And I'll mention them by name and tell you how many shows they actually were. Actually listen to. So I promise to do that. So let me know. Tweet it, comment it, and when we come back a month from now, I'll share that in the introduction to episode 101. So that is it for 100. It's been a great run, and thank you again so much. I could not have done this without you. I appreciate your listens. I appreciate your ratings and reviews and your tweets and your shares. I appreciate the conversations that we have outside of this podcast online about writing for the web. Thank you for all your shares and for your support. I love you and I love doing this. So I look forward to coming back with a clear head and some very strong episodes. So by the way, I will be around. I'm not going anywhere. I'll be around on Twitter during this month, a sabbatical. I'll be on the Copyblogger blog too. So let's stay in touch. Reach out, say hi. I look forward to hearing from you. And until then, take care.